you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, because truly you are a great God. You are a merciful God, and for that we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. Now, God, even as we decrease, I pray that you will increase within us, God. Give us more wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word. And, Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Galatians, the first chapter and the 10th verse? That's the book of Galatians 1 and 10. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, are you still trying to please people? Are you still trying to please people? You see, the book of Galatians 1 and 10 teaches that we can please our Heavenly Father by grace. We seek his approval by his grace, and know that when you do that, you're not only have a secure foundation of your own identity, of your own worth and value, but you know who you are and whose you are. You will not be pulled up or pulled down by what others think or what you think others think about you. So in Galatians 1 and 10, servant of Christ rather than bond servant of Christ seems more fitting translation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul possessed the freedom to either serve Christ or not. He had chosen to become Christ's servant, not for 7 or 14 years, but for the remainder of his life. He was walking in his master's footsteps, who did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And the references are Matthew 20 and 28. And you can also look at Isaiah 53rd chapter, verse 11, Philippians 2 and 7. And you see, we have many other Bible figures like David and Job of the Old Testament, and the New Testament Christians like Timothy, James, Peter, and Jude. They all identified themselves as servants of the Lord. When God called the young Virgin Mary, she understood that being a servant of the Lord was a tremendous honor. Yes, it is. She willingly submitted and embraced her servant role. And you can look at Luke 1 and 38. But today, every Christian is called to be a bondservant of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 5, the book of Galatians 3 and 24. So since we all are in Christ, 1 Corinthians 7 and 22, we must humbly serve one another. John 13, 12 through 17, Romans 12, 3 through 8, 1 Peter 4, 10. But instead of seeking position and status, we can also remember the Lord's teaching that the greatest in his kingdom are those who serve others. So whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else. Mark 9 and 35. As bond servants of Christ, like Paul was, we are to live to please God and not people. Doing the will of God from the heart. Ephesians 6, 5 and 6. You see, we commit ourselves wholeheartedly and without compromise to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So we bow down to him and him alone. Matthew 6 and 24. You see, Paul told the Colossians. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. People of God, it is the Lord Christ. It is the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving, not man. Colossians 3:23-24. You see, God takes good care of his servants. Yes, he does. And you can look at Psalm 35:27. And the promises that he will give a great eternal reward. You see, you can't reach your destiny feeling responsible to keep other people happy. You drain yourself out wondering whether or not that person is pleased by what I'm doing. You constantly figuring out, am I doing the right thing? Or are you going to constantly say, oh, that person is going to be upset with me because I didn't do the right thing? Your time is too valuable to go around trying to figure out how can you please everyone. Because people, God, let me tell you something. You're not going to please everybody. No. I know people who spend more time worried about what people think about them than they do focusing on their own vision, their dreams, their goals. They worried about what people are going to say. So they'll stay in the box. They won't come to the forefront. They will stay in the back, worried about what someone else going to say. It's great to get free from addictions or depression, sickness, but one of the greatest freedoms is when you get free from trying to please people. That is the greatest freedom anybody can experience, to get loose from the bondage of trying to please somebody else. Some people are quick to tell you how to run your life. Oh, I wouldn't do this or I wouldn't do that. Great, you not me. You wasn't there when God held the conversation with me. Let me tell you something. When you have made up your mind that you are living a soul out life for Christ, you're not going to be understood. You're not going to please everybody, especially when God has given you an assignment, especially when God will tell you to pull back from this person. Come on here, somebody. It's good to listen to wise counsel, but other people don't know what God put in you. The dreams, the desires, the calling. Sometimes you get agitated because, let me tell you something, this is a season now. You got to have the hush ministry. Don't share everything that God has given you. Just do what God has told you to do. But it's time to move in silence. And then you can release it after it is done. My God. People of God, you have to be bold to follow what's in your heart. You have to be bold to walk in your destiny. You got to be bold to follow the vision that God has placed in your hand. You can't worry about what other people are going to say. Because let me tell you something. People will talk you out of your destiny. They will talk you out of your blessing. That's why you got to hear the voice of God. No, they ain't going to understand you. But you got to keep on doing what God has told you to do. You can't worry about what other people think. because people will try to keep you in their box. They will try to keep you in their past. They will try to keep you to what you used to be. They don't see how God has changed your life. They don't see how God has elevated you. They still got this sense of what you used to be. And listen here, they will always think in the matter of what they think you should be. If someone gets upset because you won't take their advice, that's their problem. Because you should be mature to know what is of God and what is not of God. I had so many people come and tell me, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I listen, but at the end of the day, it's what God tells me to do, what to do. And many times the people that come to me and tell me, it is already confirmation of what God has already told me. I say, okay, they in the spirit. They are hearing from God. Come on here, somebody. You have to live according to what God has called you to do. If you live by the opinion of others, you will never become who you were created to be. If you live by the opinion of others, you will never become who you were created to be. And let me tell you something. God will place destiny helpers in your life to help you along the way. My God. He will give them the instructions on how to deal with you. Come on here, somebody. Yes, he will. So I want you to stop trying to please people. And it's time to please the Father, which is our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that we can come to you for all the approval and love that we need to live securely. Help us to recognize when others are trying to make us feel responsible for keeping them happy and meeting their expectations. Father God, we will listen to you, O God, with an open heart to receive. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as of this day, we will no longer please people, but we are determined to please you and to do whatever you have called us to do. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Save the date. And yes, mark your calendars. We don't have long. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June the 14th at Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Show starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Ticket sales have begun. You can get them at eventbrite.com or you can contact me at 318-206-8953. Remember, all proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center. And remember, I'm looking for you to be in the house. Until next time, remember, I love you. And God does too. And remember this, when you're down to nothing, rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.faithisthekey47.com.
www.patriciajwilliams.com. And at